What kinds of businesses or industries do you expect would go into a place like this?
Ideally, it's industries that take advantage of the highway and airport access. So we're looking at advanced manufacturing. We're looking in particular, but we're also open to some other uses. There is a rail line that runs along the side of the property, and there may be some companies that, especially distributors, that could avail themselves of the rail line. So it's a site that just has an awful lot going for it, and we think that the highest and best use would be to turn it over to the public sector and allow it to grow jobs there.
Was the golf course not making money, or you just think that the city will be able to bring in more jobs and revenue if you convert half of it?
More benefits would accrue to the city by changing it, the use of at least half the course, maybe a little bit less, to commercial development. And we want to grow our economic base here and to diversify it. And we think that we can continue to have a viable golf course, which is an important public amenity in the city, that will complement the industrial development that we hope takes place.
Have you done any reaching out to talk to any companies that might be interested in coming to the business park?
Yeah, we haven't done any outreach yet because we had to do an awful lot of site work, which we've been working on for over a year now. And now that we know the site, now that we know its attributes well, we can go out and market it.
How is the partnership with Mass Development going to work?
The city would transfer to Mass Development a little over 100 acres of the site for a dollar. As Mass Development uses its own funds to develop the site and sells off properties, the proceeds of those sales would be split between city and Mass Development. Mass Development brings to the table a high level of real estate expertise as well as capital to kickstart a project that is of pretty substantial size.
And for listeners who maybe not have heard of Mass Development, what kind of organization is that?
Yeah, so Mass Development is a quasi-state agency. In other words, it is a nonprofit corporation that is created by the state and whose board is appointed by the governor. And their job is to facilitate economic development. They do that through a number of means, through a lending program, through actually managing real estate and receiving income from that by issuing grants for different kinds of projects.
Thanks so much, Mayor Mitchell, for talking with us about this new project in New Bedford.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Catherine. I appreciate it.